I'm joined by Rhonda Reif. She joins me every month. We talk about ways to live better, live with the seasons, to eat with the seasons, and to feel better naturally, and also alternative methods of feeling better and alternative methods of healing. And we're going to talk about an ancient art that is, been brought into the modern era. We'll find out how that happened. But World Reflexology Week is coming up. Rhonda is joining me. And I think a lot of people think, what is reflexology? Is this like chiropractic, or is this something else? What do you do with reflexology, and how does that work to make you feel better?
So reflexology is primarily done on the feet. It can be done on the whole body, feet, hands, ears. When I teach my hands, feet, and face class, that's the points that we focus on. But basically, there are hundreds of nerve endings in the bottom of the feet. Each one of those particular ones goes to a different point in the body, a different reflex, so to speak. And so in some ways, it's kind of like acupressure. It's not exactly like an acupuncture chart where you would look at that. It's a completely different method than massage. There's no any kind of lotion or oil or anything like that that's used, because otherwise you would miss those pinpoint spots. Each spot on the foot or the hands or the ears is actually almost like the top of a pin. And so if you were going to use some kind of lotion or oil, your thumb would just glide over top of it, which would make it a massage. Reflexology kind of zones into the specific points. And I can tell you, it was one of the things, it's ironic how things work. Years ago, when I tried to start massage, it wasn't really what massage was today, of course. And so the city code would not let me be just a massage therapist. So I took the reflexology class, and I was a reflexologist who offered massage therapy, not a massage therapist who offered reflexology. And that's sort of how the whole thing got started. So I took the class because they said you couldn't just do massage without doing something else. So I went ahead and took the class. I actually did take it through the International Institute of Reflexology. I did not go to St. Petersburg, Florida, but that's where their headquarters is. And so it was really fascinating. And I had, you know, always been interested in things with the foot massage and things. But it's amazing how those little points on the foot can actually tell you what's going on in the rest of the body. So somebody could actually come for a reflexology session and have their entire body system, organ system, everything worked, and no other part of the body even be touched.
It would seem like if you had particularly painful shoes, that would be something that could have effects beyond just the pain in your feet. Is that right?
Oh, yes. And anyone that you ask in the health field, you know, holistic health field, will tell you that we die from our feet up. That's exactly what happens. And so the feet are really, really important. Of course, I'm a Pisces, so of course I'm going to love feet. Feet are, you know, the ruling part of the body for Pisces. But the feet are so important. And you can actually tell, like, where the calluses are, that's really a symptom of something else that's going on, you know, in the body as well, to a reflexologist. They would look at that callusing and say, oh, that callusing on your big toe, yeah, that goes to your neck, or that goes to your head. Or, you know, if you have callusing on the, you know, underneath the little toe, that would indicate shoulder things. Because think about it, if your shoulder's hurting, you're going to walk different. If your foot is hurting, you're going to walk different. That's going to affect the shoulder. So it's kind of like that whole, the chicken or the egg, they both kind of go together. You can't really separate them out.
Now, this has its beginning in ancient Egyptian, teachings archaeology, right, that they found?
Well, actually, reflexology as we know it today was actually started by Eunice Ingham. She studied zone therapy. She was born in the 1800s. She actually studied zone therapy, and zone therapy goes with each one of the toes and the fingers. There's 10 zones in the body, so there's 5 on the left side, 5 on the right side, and that just sort of worked the whole thing. So think about it as sort of like a surge protector, where you plug in, you know, 10 different lamps, then those 10 different lamps will all come on. It's the same thing with the body. So anything that you would work within that zone is like working along that electrical current. Then she sort of perfected it and brought it into where it was actually about specific points, and found that there were specific organs and different systems and body parts and joints and that kind of thing in each different part of the foot. And she just worked on it for years and years. In 1938, she wrote her book, Story the Feet Have Told. And then later on, you know, as they did more research, her nephew came on board, Dwight Byers, and then he brought in his daughter and grandson, and so the legacy continues. But then I remember when I took my class also, and it was one of the pictures that I had hanging on my wall in my office for years until it was stolen, is actually they then found in archaeological digs and things like that in caves and in tombs in Egypt, where it actually showed these hieroglyphics of the people working on each other's feet. And so it sort of dates clear back to Egyptian times and healing and all of that. It kind of all just goes together.
Now, here's a question. Okay, we found a number of people, could be somebody serving in the military who lost their legs and now they have artificial limbs and they don't have any feet at all. How does that work in terms of reflexology?
So in a case like that, if somebody were to come, then you could work the hand. And then, you know, Mildred Carter back in 1983, which I thought was kind of interesting that Unisys was in 38 and this was in 83, kind of the numbers reversed there. She wrote a book called Body Reflexology, and you work with that too. So in this whole scope of reflexology, now pure reflexologists are going to say it's just the feet, but body reflexology takes it a step further. So if you didn't have a left foot, you would work the left hand. So like the hand goes with the foot, the ankle goes with the wrist, the elbow goes with the knee, the shoulder goes with the hip.
Okay.
So a lot of times, even Steve, when clients come to me, if they're having a lot of problem with, let's say, their left shoulder, then, you know, it's also going to show up in the left hip. And so then you could work those different points, because a lot of times they may be too sensitive or they're going to tense up and protect that area. So you can kind of work the opposite thing. So a lot of times people that have, you know, knee issues, you can relieve it by actually doing some trigger point or pressure points in the
elbow. We have a lot of people that have to work on their feet all day long, and it would seem that would be the stress of that would seem to have an issue with maybe some other issues that they might have or might be facing. Is that right?
Yes, because again, we die from our feet up, and I can't stress enough, buying good quality shoes is so important.
I was just thinking when I was on the bike ride, you know, I said, you know, beyond the rest of the thing, but I'm putting a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure is going on right on the very front part of my foot. A lot of pressure is because I'm especially when I'm climbing a hill, I'm going to be putting all my pressure right on my hands. I'm going to be grasping it hard. I said, you know, so I was thinking about, I don't know if there's any things that I felt, any other pains or anything other, or any other symptoms of anything. But I know that I'm putting an awful lot of pressure in the front half of both feet, and also on my hands. So I'm not sure, gripping hard or whatever. And I'm going to guess there's a lot. So occupational issues would certainly seem to be coming into issue, would certainly seem to be something you'd have to be dealing with, right?
Yes, that's true too. But keep in mind that just because the pressure's on the feet, so like if you're doing it on the ball of the feet in reflexology, that goes to the lungs, that goes to the respiratory system. It can go to the breast and the chest area. It can go to certain parts of the spine. And if you were to take, and you know, those of you at home that aren't driving or whatever, they can take their shoe off, you can feel along the side of your foot. There's all of these little tiny bones, and those actually in reflexology represent each area of the spine. So somebody, I can tell right away if they have, you know, lower back problems because of where it hurts on their foot. So not only when you're doing things like what you were talking about and putting excess pressure, you know, think of dancers, ballet dancers, all of those people.
I was thinking of runners who are putting in, and in fact, I've told a lot of people, you know what, running is really hard because it's really hard on shins. But I said, you're going to be hitting the base of your ankle every single time you take your, because as you move from one, every single jog, every single movement of your leg is going to hit right on the base of that ankle.
And so then that's going to affect other parts of the body as well. And again, think about it, first of all, the zone part. So anything, if you were to put, you know, like your hands over top of where your toes would be, so like the little finger goes with the little toe, all of those things are going to be affected along that entire part.
Now, do you use finger pressure, or do you use other devices?
There are actually other devices. I've also been trained in bamboo fusion reflexology, where you use heated bamboo sticks in order to do the reflexology. Some people, you know, use pencils. I don't like to do those kinds of things. There's all kinds of teak wood you can use. I do a hot stone reflexology session. So there's a lot of different things that you can use with tools. But the actual sort of, you know, traditional thing is to use your thumbs and fingers.
All right. So it's a, and it's again, it's a, it has its heart or I guess its basis in ancient Egyptians, but it also has, but it has its development and its perfection or its understanding and the way we use it now started in 1938. Is that right?
Yes. And Eunice Ingham was born in South Dakota. So she was, you know, and they used it a lot, I think, with polio patients as well. And so the other thing is that, you know, for those of you listening at home, if you can't get to a reflexologist, there's things that you can do. There's tools that you can get. There's actual little reflex balls. They have like little spikes on them. One of the tools that I have that's available at the spa parties is called the reflex roller, and it actually gets in there and works every single one of those. It's a mechanical thing, but then it also does shiatsu and sort of a massage technique all at once too. So there's other tools that are out there. Certainly you can use a tennis ball, but it's not going to hit those little fine points.
Okay.
You know, sometimes a reflex ball is a little too, intense because of the little pointy things that are on it.
How long does a reflexology session usually take?
It depends upon how long the person wants to do, but all of my sessions are about an hour.
Okay.
And that, you know, like with my session, you would start with a foot soak and, you know, and then if you're going to do the hot stone session, it's probably going to take a little bit longer.
Now, do you take an inventory of what sort of issues you might have had, other health issues that you've had?
Every client that comes to me fills out an intake form. And so we sit down and we have a consultation and we talk about those kinds of things. I can tell you, you know, most times people don't put everything on the list.
Right.
So when I'm working on their feet, and just so you know, like when I do a massage, I spend about a third of the massage on the feet as well, because the feet are just that important.
Okay.
But I can tell a lot through the feet of where their problems are. And you can tell a lot by even looking at their shoes, at looking at the bottom of their shoe, the wear pattern, all of those kinds of things. And so you can tell by looking like, oh, that wear pattern, that means that they probably have low back issues, or the way that they're walking is going to lead to that sort of hips becoming out of, you know, alignment and all of those kinds of things. And again, not diagnosing, just being observant and, you know, looking at those things, and then you can kind of fine tune that. So, you know, somebody that has a lot of hip and knee pain, there's this particular spot on the feet you can work. It's like a trigger point or a pressure point.
So would reflexology be part of a spa session? Is that right?
Well, reflexology is its own modality.
Okay.
So there's no lubrication, no oils, no lotions, anything. In fact, sometimes you use talcum powder or, you know, cornstarch or something like that so that your fingers and the sweat doesn't make you move off of each
point. If
you
wanted more information about reflexology, what would you do?
They could call me at 319-752-0175. They could private message me on Facebook, either Rhonda Reif or Life's Pathways. They could go to any of my websites, thestressmanagementshop.com. They could go to lifespathwaysllc.com. All of those have little places where they can, or holistichorizonsinfo.com. All of those have things that you can fill out and send information to me as well, and contact information on the website.
All right. World Reflexology Week, and understanding a little bit more about another way to help find ways to live better and feel better. Rhonda Reif, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Steve.